This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway.
Let's go.
Right here.
What are you waiting for?
It's calling on it.
7 half of the hour. Doug Steffen and the Good Day program with the facts and the opinions. And my thoughts, which always clarify important issues of the day. I sound like Limbaugh now, don't I? You find the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth here on the Good Day program. I guess it depends on your definition of the truth. Does it not? Truth, justice, the American way. That's what we're all about here on the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn leads the battle for truth, justice, and the American way.
Right.
And then there's Ken Kessler, who is behind the scenes, manipulating everything bad to make it good. Okay, so here's the good story of the day. One of them, anyway. Fellow from Central Florida. Now, you can analyze this a couple of different ways. He was digging around in a dumpster, pretty much like our friend Roberta Fasinelli does. She's the dumpster diver. This guy's a dumpster diver as well. And he found a wallet in the dumpster that had $600 in it. And instead of keeping it, he looked at the wallet, found out who owned it because the driver's license was in it, and he went to the guy's house and gave him back his wallet. How about that for a story? Richard Osha is his name.
Hmm.
He had been on a walk, and he apparently on his evening walks goes into garbage cans to see what's in the garbage can. He finds and uses scraps of anything that's useful. He helps the homeless who are in Winter Haven, Florida, which is where the dumpster was, went behind a laundromat, discovered this wallet with $100 bills in it. He found the wallet belonged to a 76-year-old fellow who was identified as Jimmy Lear. So it isn't all like people were trying to rip other people off.
Mm-hmm.
A fellow in Texas had the same sort of thing happened. Had found a $2,000 wallet. Sometimes you can find a wallet has a couple of bucks in it. But if you shop where some people I know shop, they spend that much money for a wallet or a handbag. I had no idea, Jennifer, that women's bags cost as much as they do.
Oh, yeah.
I bought one for Meredith's present this summer. It was
what
a nice
brand?
Bag. I don't even remember. But she had a bag that she was using over Christmas, and the handle broke on it. It was a nice-looking bag.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked at me and she said, "That's what I get for buying a cheap bag."
Oh, see,
so
yeah.
I said, "How much do the bags cost?" And when she told me, I was flabbergasted.
Women, like superstar women, will spend thousands of dollars on handbags.
Right.
Yeah. Women pretending to be superstars that buy Coach and Michael Kors like I do will spend a couple of $100, maybe.
What
Coach
makes
and
them
Michael
worth
Kors
that much
four.
Money?
I don't know. You know how I am. I have a hard time spending money on the big handbags because I like to have multiples. I think my problem is like some people that are willing to spend $200 or $400 on a handbag think they're going to buy one and they're just going to carry it until it wears out. I like to have choices. You know, I like to have my handbags match my outfits. So,
yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I can't afford to have 12 Michael Kors bags. So I have to get my Michael Kors classic bag and then, you know, carry that when I want to be fancy schmancy.
Mm-hmm.
And then carry my other bags that are
what
in color.
Circumstance? Are you trying to impress a new date?
Well, no. If I'm going, like, to do mostly work events, like, you know, people judge you by your shoes and your handbags
yes,
for sure.
They do. Yep. They want to see if you've got it. So if you have a good bag and good shoes, you've got it. Is that the idea?
Yeah, and I think they look at your car, too.
They look at your car. Well, you have a nice car.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Isn't it funny how judgmental we are about things like that?
But I think it says a lot. True, you know, when you take clients out, and Doug, you and I both are in a place where we do that quite a bit.
Yes, we do.
You know you're being looked at, you're being judged, you're being picked apart. People end up buying you, and if they think, and they want to be with the winner. So, you know, if they see you kind of schlepping in with dirty fingernails and sloppy shoes, they're going to be like, who wants to be with that guy?
So are you talking about me? Sometimes I have dirty fingernails, and I come off the farm.
Sometimes you do, but, you sometimes, know, how well is that working out for you? We got to vamp up the image.
Well, the people I hang around with are pretty good looking.
Yeah.
Speaking of that.
Long hair, duh.
Yeah, exactly. You know who Brandi Weaver Gates is?
Brandi Weaver Gates. Sounds familiar.
23 years of age, former Pennsylvania beauty queen, in court today on criminal charges for faking a leukemia. Remember that? She had a benefit, raised $30,000 through bingo and other fundraisers in the past couple of years. She claimed that she had lymphocytic leukemia, but she didn't. She was just pocketing the dough.
Wow.
So she was arrested, arraigned on 3 counts of theft and receiving stolen property. What kind of a creep does that? Creepy.
That's the kind of stuff, you know, I believe you get back what you put out in the universe. Yeah. And those are things you just don't want to get back from the universe. When you lie about someone being sick or you try to profit from someone's sympathy for someone being sick, I mean, please. That's
bad,
ew.
Yeah, bad stuff. All right, well, let's dig around a little bit more. Those of you who are fascinated with the Peyton Manning situation, man, this is one of those things. Hello? It's like a pee under a mattress. But is it really?
Is it really?
The Al Jazeera documentary that takes a shot at Peyton Manning. We have a sports reporter from the Huffington Post with us to give us a little bit more on that wrinkle in a moment here on Good Day.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
People are hired for their hard skills. They get fired for a lack of soft skills. Hard skills, the technical ability and knowledge to perform a particular job, are certainly important.
But companies today are placing more emphasis on soft skills, things like attitude, communication skills, and the like. You know, the stuff they don't teach you in college.
So how can you learn these important skills? Here's a great way to do it.
Read or reread Stephen Covey's 7 Habits for Highly Effective People. If you learn better in a group, find a friend or friends to go through the book with you at the same time.
Develop your soft skills to improve your relationships at work and home. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Think green.
Harrison with you. In the United States, the gap between rich and poor has grown exponentially in recent years. Nowhere is that more apparent than in the number of Americans who don't make enough to feed themselves and their families. New numbers suggest 1 in 5 Americans going hungry. Sounds impossible, doesn't it? Well, last year, 28.4 million Americans were receiving food stamps, up 19% since the recession started. Compare that to Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs, a major recipient of government patronage, now seeing a profit of $2 billion in the last 3 months alone. The bank's stock value has skyrocketed 68%, and the Wall Street Journal predicts that it's on track to pay out as much as $20 billion this year in compensation and benefits, or about $700,000 per person. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
2 Olympic gold medals, a pair of world championships, and 2 Stanley Cup titles put this center iceman in hockey's very select triple gold club.
Charles Forsberg going to the net. Forsberg scores!
So where is Peter Forsberg now? Peter opened Forced AB in 2005, a company that imports Crocs footwear in his native Sweden. However, he closed Force in 2010 after taking heavy losses in the previous 2 years. He's currently the assistant GM with Modo, the Swedish hockey club where he started his career. Peter and his father own a Swedish real estate company called Forspro, which co-funded Modo's new arena. Peter Forsberg, back where it all began. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man. 6-second review starts now.
For Star Wars nerds, it'll be lightsaber stiffies. For everyone else, The Force Awakens is still out of this world. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by the flat-out funniest comedy of the holiday season. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are sisters, now playing.
16 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer, Ken, and I have Travis Waldron with us. who is a sports reporter at the Huffington Post. He comes to us on the day after the day after the day after the Peyton Manning story broke on Al Jazeera. When you first saw that, Travis, what did you think?
It was shocking. You know, this is a player that I don't think anyone ever thought they would see associated with performance-enhancing drugs. But, you know, I think it also was eye-opening because the broader point of the documentary, that the ease of access to drugs and the ease that players beat these tests, and, you know, there was so much more to the story than just Peyton Manning. So the name obviously was a big story, but then there was so much underlying that was really fascinating, too.
Which side of the story are you buying? You buying the Al Jazeera report that he took it, or his response, nope, I didn't take it?
I don't know that I'm buying either at this point. I think, you know, right now there's still a lot unclear. The allegations are there, and obviously Charlie Sly, the man who made the allegations in the documentary, has recanted, and Peyton Manning denies it. And, you know, Peyton Manning obviously, you know, deserves a fair hearing, sort of, you know, but I think Al Jazeera obviously felt like they had enough to go with. So I think really right now there are a lot of questions when it comes to Peyton Manning that still need to be answered.
Okay, I want to get on the inside, though, of your head, Travis. I don't know, I've read some of your stuff. I read the Huffington Post pretty much every day religiously, not stem to stern, but I pick and choose some things because I think the idea of it fascinates me, of how it all came about. And I knew Ariana back when, if you will, and thought this was no surprise when she came up with this. I wonder, though, how the people at the Huffington Post, or maybe other folks that you know who are professional reporters, how do you view Al Jazeera?
I think it's a credible news organization. I think they've done a lot of investigative work in plenty of places. And, you know, I mean, it obviously doesn't have the reputation in the United States that other big-time news networks have because it's not on as many TVs. But, mm-hmm. you know, from the sports perspective, when it comes to doping, this is something that they followed through particularly Al Jazeera English, through European sports with cycling and track and field and things like that. But these are not new issues for them. Sports is not a new issue for them. It's something that they do a lot of reporting and a lot of work on. And so, I think you can criticize the documentary if you have problems with it, but I think the offhand dismissals of Al Jazeera as an uncredible news outlet are unfair and baseless.
Right, but the social media full of those Muslims. How can you trust those Arabs? Yeah, that kind of nonsense. I have a lot of reporters on here, actually, from time to time, and a lot of them, frankly, are guys that were on CNN or other news networks that either got fired or they went to Al Jazeera because they got paid more. So, I'm with you on that one. Okay, so let's look back at the sports for 2015 just for a moment because we've got about a minute left here. Thinking about the big stories, was this a really exciting year to be covering sports? Was it an average year? Was it a dull year? How would you rate this past year? Because you know as well as I do, over the next 2 days, that's what everybody, what happened in 2015? So what did happen in the world of sports that was earth-shaking, in your opinion?
I think it was an exciting year, and I think the biggest story, the kind of earth-shaking story that we saw was the success of women in sports, both in women's sports and in men's sports. We saw the U.S. women's national team win the World Cup and come home to huge crowds in their domestic league. We saw Serena Williams get so much notability for chasing the Grand Slam, and Ronda Rousey and Holly Holm in UFC, and then, you know, the breakthroughs that they made in baseball and football, where we had a woman broadcasting a playoff game for the first time on a national broadcast, and a woman on NFL sidelines in the preseason for the first time, and the first woman to break into coaching in an instructional league in the majors. I think that, you know, those are the stories. It was a huge year, and I talked to that first coach to work with the Major League Baseball team, and she said she thinks it's a tipping point.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Twenty-three after the hour on the friendly Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Kenny Kessler, Kara Schillen, and Laura Branigan with the number five song from this week in 1982. Oh, yeah. Get up, Ken. Huh?
You're always on the run now.
Gee, what's it gonna be?
Rolling up to somebody.
All right, the story behind the story here is normally in this portion of every hour we have a musical focus. Mostly it's pop music because that's what I like. And but Kenny lines up the top five songs of this particular week in a particular year. The song Gloria, this lady had terrific. Listen to her pipes. Crank this up. And yet she didn't enjoy, what was it, 4 or 5 years of hits and success, Kenny, and then she seemed to disappear.
If that.
Yeah, maybe not. She and Taylor Dane had a similar story, and they had similar voices, as I recall.
Although I think Taylor Dane actually had a little more longevity, if I'm not mistaken. I think she had a few hits.
Yeah, anyway. So a number five tune, anyway, 1982 this week, was Laura Branigan's Glory. And number four belonged to Don Henley, Without the Eagles. Laundry, the evening news. I make my living off the morning news. Plenty of dirty laundry, though, just the same. All right, so that was number four during this week in 1982. Number three was a combo, the last time these guys sang or talked to each other. Michael Jackson, Paul McCartney.
Girl is mine.
Great song.
Love it.
As I recall, Kenny, in my own music or reflection, this song stayed at number one for 3 or 4 weeks. Very, it is a great story and song. And two of them sounded great together.
One of the biggest hits of the year, that year.
Shortly after that, Michael Jackson bought the Beatles catalog from Sony Music, and as the end of that because McCartney wanted to buy it, and Jack said, "No, I think I'll buy it instead." Okay, this is the one that I didn't get, and Jennifer took me to task for not knowing who Tony Basile is.
Basil.
Basil. That's it.
Good Lord.
Basil. Where'd she come from? Is she a Mickey Mouser or something?
No, this is like a song from the 80s.
I got it. It's a song from the 80s. Number two this week, 1982.
Yeah, come on.
So who? What else did she have that was a pop hit?
This.
Nothing. This was it. And she was so smart. She kept the money, bought a house, took care of her family, lived happily ever after.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
for her.
All right, that's wonder gone right.
So why do you suppose I don't know anything about her? I'm usually pretty up on
I am so surprised. This is so up your alley, too. This is like a Doug Steffen song if I've ever heard one.
Yeah, yeah, it's a fun song.
Annoying.
Kind of like a... It's kind of like a... What did you say?
Nothing.
Oh, you took a shot at me.
No, I did not.
Kara, what did she say? She said something about me.
Kara didn't hear anything.
Yes.
I'm not being dragged under the bus for this.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, thanks. All right, that's what I like, is support from my staff. The number one song this week in 1982, Hall and Oates. Daryl Hall, John Oates. I met this person.
Watch out, boy.
All of us have at one point in time or another. Kenny, you probably met somebody like this, right?
Yes. Yes, very good.
Travels. All right. So that takes care of our top five list. Thank you. We have to get it right. This program is built, our reputation is built on getting it right. Get all of everything right. 28 past the hour.
American Biker Minute. Getting into motorcycling is a lot like when a 16-year-old obtains the first driver's license.
Change of life, something to do.
Except getting into driving is nowhere near as intense as hopping on a motorcycle.
Give a lifestyle.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Bryan for American Biker Minute, your motorcycle experience.
I rode the club for about 10 years. The Brotherhood, can't beat it. Nothing like it.
Big club.
Lost Souls up in Kentucky. We were small, but we were a full rocker, you know, full flats.
The best part.
The Brotherhood, definitely the Brotherhood. Change of life, something to do.
American Biker Minute.
Became a lifestyle.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Okay, it's a fact. Men die earlier than women, but have you ever wondered why? Here's the biological science of it. Of course, men are more likely to have accidents, but the resting metabolic rate of males is approximately 5% faster than females. In other words, over the course of a lifetime, a male's biochemical engine is running 1/20th faster than a female's engine. What's the chief psychological trick? Well, men wear out earlier. So for men to live as long or longer than women, it's important for men to take time to rest, to relax, and to try to express some emotion. Take a nap, play with your kids, watch a sad movie, love your spouse. Smelling the coffee earlier in life may just buy you time later on. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYT.
America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Sure looks like a good day to run wide open down a two-lane highway. It's about time that some things went my way. Throwing troubles out to the wind and I'm praying that
troubles. I've seen fire and rain. I got troubles on my mind. I don't, but I know some people do. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. She has no trouble. In her life, she has a perfect life, a wonderful life.
Yes, exactly.
The life of a female Riley, if you get my drift. Kenny Kessler is here as well. We're all in Southern California, where the wind is blowing and the temperature is about 50 degrees.
Colder than that where I am, 36.
Is it? Well, but is this in the alternative world, where east of the Mississippi, it's cold, rainy, snowy, tornadoes to the south of the Mason-Dixon line.
Oh, it's not bad.
Crazy weather. Yeah, so this is okay.
Yeah,
but the weather, is it global warming? People say, I hear people scoffing at the idea of global warming. Look at how cold it is. But global, the idea of global warming isn't that it's hot, although it may be enormously warmer. But the temperature variations and the climate changing itself is all what global warming is all about, in case you're not familiar with the concept. Hello, ding, 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 ding. So, yes, Jennifer and Kenny and Doug here at your service, along with Dr. Jack Stockwell in a few minutes. Tell us about his story in Switzerland, how wonderful it is there, how healthy the people are there, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Meanwhile, bad boys are still behaving badly. Number one bad boy is this clown, Ethan Couch.
Oh, boy.
I'm looking at a picture of this crumb, and he looks like somebody that you just would want, and I'm Mr. Peace and Love, but man, do you want
one
to smack
this guy?
One of
those guys you want to smack him, I know.
Justin Bieber.
Yeah, some people have that look.
Yeah. So anyway, the story, if you don't know, he and his mother went to Mexico just for a little drive.
Right.
A little time off.
To jump bail. Jump probation.
So how stupid is this? This kid would never have to worry about anything, so he's got an ankle bracelet on and he's on probation. He killed four people, folks. He killed four people. It's like in cold blood. Like he shot him. He ran him over. And all he did was get probation because the judge said he was affected by affluenza, which means he has too much money and that got in the way of his judgment or parents' judgment or whatever it is. And you can see how great their parent,
well,
their parent judgment is because they took the kid to Mexico.
If you're trying to, okay, your kid gets in trouble and you want him to actually learn a lesson so he can be a functional member of society in his adult years. And here's this yahoo of a mother grabbing the kid and taking him to Mexico. What kind of lesson are you teaching? I mean, these parents, they should go to jail right alongside him.
Yeah, it's all about privilege and disrespect that people have. I know plenty of people who have lots of money who live life not any differently than you or me. It just happens that they have a few more zeros next to their bank account. They don't live differently. Some people do. Some people are affected by having a lot of money. But some people are not. It is too general a notion to have criticism aimed at people just because they have money. But in this circumstance, the money allows them to act in what would be considered an abnormal, kind of foolish way. So there's one boy behaving badly. Another boy that's behaved badly is not going to face the music. The Cuyahoga County prosecutor in Cleveland says that it's indisputable that Tamir Rice was drawing a pistol from his waistband when he was gunned down. You've probably all seen on the internet in various circumstances, Facebook, Twitter, other social media, pictures of this gun. How many of you think the gun looks like a real gun? I looked at it quickly and thought, yeah, I can understand how you might think that that was a gun. But I also think under the circumstances, and maybe this applies to all of these things, the woman that was shot in Chicago, the latest thing, and now, Mayor Rahm Emanuel had to come back early from his vacation in Cuba because the police shot a 19-year-old student and a 55-year-old mother of four over the weekend. The continuing, ongoing work of restoring accountability and trust to the police department. I wonder how popular that show is. Chicago, this Dick Wolf is producing Chicago Police, right?
Mm-hmm.
Chicago Fire and Chicago Med, right? There's three shows now coming out of Dufour. It's the same as Law and Order, in a manner of speaking, or the same kind of idea, but it's being produced about what's going on in Chicago. And I find the PD show to be an interesting. The stars are kind of interesting.
I like the stars of Chicago Fire myself.
You do. Well, one of them is Lady Gaga's boyfriend, right, or fiance. Mm-hmm. The other one is from the old, what's his face, the TV show. The doctor who...
Doogie Howser.
No.
Bombay.
No. No.
Scholes. Pepper.
You missed the only one, probably.
Jack.
The guy's name began with an H. Where's Jack? Jack, Dr. Jack Stockwell. Who's the doctor that was on for 8 years, played by...
House.
Yes, thank you, Kara. Yes, Dr. House.
No, the English fellow.
Yes, right. Was he English or Australian? I can't remember.
I don't remember.
But he handled it well. Yeah,
foreigner.
Dr. House. I didn't watch House that much either, but it was a pretty good show what I did see. But the kid who's on Chicago Fire was one of his doctors on House.
I
you
like
following my trail
game.
Here?
I like to play the game my way. Dr. Pepper and Dr. Scholes.
I like Dr. Bombay.
Dr. Bombay was a good pull.
Bombay.
Dr. Who.
Speaking of Dr. Who, Dr. Jack is going to join us in a moment with an update on his trip to the lovely mountains of Switzerland, plus some of the things going on his website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, plus a look at the gout. You better look out for the gout. It's 20 minutes before the hour, 40 minutes after on Good Day.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. It's the old I'm going to count to three parenting technique. Does it work? Your child is misbehaving and you start counting. One, two, three. And by the time you get to three, the child comports himself. But is this the best technique? Here's the developmental science of it.
One, two, three.
All parenting experts, including a cadre of social psychologists, agree that consistency is key. But why three chances? Does your boss give you three chances to perform when you're told to get on with it? And really, do you like as a parent counting to three? It's just downright embarrassing.
One, two, five.
Three. What's the chief psychological trick?
When you tell your kid to do something the first time, follow it with either punishment or praise. The next time you ask, you won't have to count to three, and always follow that one with praise. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Today on App Check, I, Dracula, is a modern retelling of the original vampire story using email, text, and voicemail. Very clever
and scary. I, Dracula.
It's a hit.
The Movie Man. 6-second review starts now.
For Star Wars nerds, it'll be lightsaber stiffies. For everyone else, The Force Awakens is still out of this world. I mean,
6-second reviews are brought to you by the flat-out funniest comedy of the holiday season. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are sisters, now playing.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
W. Clement Stone went from paperboy to head up a billion-dollar company. Here are three things he learned selling papers.
First, inspiration to action. His savings were tied up in newspapers, worth nothing at the end of the day, so he had to sell them.
Have a deadline to keep you pushing.
Second, know-how. He learned diner patrons would buy papers to read while they ate, but the owner kept kicking him out. Stone learned how to sneak back in.
Learn through trial and error.
Third, activity knowledge. He saw other paper boys succeed by shouting out headlines. He quickly copied their technique.
Learn from others. It's the fastest way to reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer made the playoffs in each of his 19 seasons. He's the NBA's second all-time leading scorer and known as a gentleman off the court.
And Malone gets it to Stockton. It's a three-on-one break, and Karl Malone over for the basket.
So, where's Karl Malone now? Karl has ample business interests to go with his big heart. He sent heavy equipment to Mississippi to help clean up after Hurricane Katrina, working 12-hour days himself. Karl endowed a weight room at his alma mater, Louisiana Tech, and he shared some of his strong political views on Fox News.
These are congressmen and senators doing this.
Well, first of all, Congress and the senator need to be slapped around for saying it.
Send the mailman to Washington, and he might just deliver. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man. 6-second review starts now.
For Star Wars nerds, it'll be lightsaber stiffies. For everyone else, The Force Awakens is still out of this world. I mean,
6-second reviews are brought to you by the flat-out funniest comedy of the holiday season. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are sisters, now playing.
43 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny I think Kara should be more a participant in this program. Don't you think so, Jennifer?
Let's bring Kara on for more. Sure.
Kara, feel free to comment when you are either vexed or when you have something pithy and important to say. You can just, if you don't agree with Jennifer, let's have a fight. Let's have an argument. Yeah.
If you don't agree with Dougie, we can also have a fight.
No, can't.
You're going to say only Jennifer?
Yeah.
Come on. Sexist.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, having returned a day or two ago from a 10-day trip to Switzerland. What did you observe about the medical? You're somebody that is always observing. You and your wife, Mary, are medical scientists and experts. So what did you observe about the medical habits, the living circumstances, what people eat, what they drink, that sort of thing while you were over there?
Well, they walk. They walk and they walk. They walk to the grocery store. They walk to the post office. They walk to work. They have an incredible transportation system, and so the buses are right on the second, and all of a sudden, out of buildings, from around the corners, people are walking, and they fill up the buses, and they get off, and then they walk everywhere else they're going to go. Just everywhere you turn, there are people of normal weight, normal stature. I mean, you hardly saw anybody whatsoever that had even 20 extra pounds on them because they're walking and walking and walking. And Sundays, I found out talking to one of the concierges there that Sundays is their outdoor day. Almost everything's closed. Almost everything's closed on Sundays in Switzerland.
Really?
And so people are out hiking. I mean, and when we went up to the Matterhorn, not everybody went there to ski. There are people hiking these mountain routes because there's no snow.
Mm-hmm.
It was the
same thing going on over there is going on here in terms of the weather.
Well,
it was quite warm, wasn't it, while you were there?
Yes, it was. It was surprisingly, well, you still had to have a coat and a hat, but it wasn't the normal low temperatures. It was warm. A lot of the Alps, only in the highest levels of the Alps did you find snow, and all the ski resorts had manufactured snow in order for the ski resorts to be open at all. So they, the precipitation they haven't been getting, of course, the British Isles have been getting with all the flooding they have. So their weather patterns are just as disturbed as ours are over here.
It's an interesting comparative. I found the difference between Zurich and Geneva, as far as big cities are concerned, to be dramatic. I think Geneva is a much more livable place. Zurich is a big, not industrial, but big business city, and it's quite a bit bigger. But the two cities that are most well known are Zurich and Geneva. And I love taking the train from one to the other. But taking the train through the countryside there is magnificent. It just is a great experience. It's great for giving you a perspective on things, but it's also quieting and healthy for you experientially, the personal side of it. What did you observe, though? You talk about what people eat. You were saying that lots of people smoke over there.
Oh, there's everybody. Everywhere you turn, people are lighting up cigarettes. Even the young people.
More the young people, I think.
Yeah, a lot of teenagers. You know, the drinking age for beer and wine is 16, but I didn't see much of that going on in restaurants. But I did see an awful lot of kids smoking. And in the shopping areas, the central areas of Lugano, the central areas of Lucerne, Lausanne, some of the other places that we went to where people just crowd in like crazy because there's kiosks everywhere. Everybody's lighting up cigarettes. Everybody's drinking Vin Chaud, you know, the hot wine.
Yeah.
And eating pastries, and they're thin. So I started asking a couple. They walk. They just walk everywhere, and they don't eat processed foods.
No. All right, so there's a big difference there.
Yes.
Under the circumstances, you put two and two together, you still come up with four. It's distracting how much smoking does still go on in parts of Europe, like in Asia. Maybe we're ahead of them there, but we still don't live as long as they do because, as Jack is suggesting with his comment, it's all processed foods. Look at all the processed foods we eat here versus getting at the source there. They have a big locavore movement. They still have a big family farm circumstance in Switzerland, so a lot of them are growing their own food, or they're getting close access to the sources of food, which we still haven't quite figured out how to do well.
Anywhere there was an open piece of ground, there was farming going on.
When we
flew over the mountains from Lugano up to Zurich, even up on the highest levels below the snow line, you could see these extensive farmlands that were up there. You can't see them from the valley. And I'm talking 2,000-3,000 feet up above.
Yeah.
And all of these back and forth roads that go up to the top and extensive farming that goes on the top of these mountains.
All right. So you do the Forbidden Doctor podcast. And I'm guessing that you and Mary will do a podcast on your trip to Switzerland and the observations that you've made there. Those of you who don't know, go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, look at the podcast information that's there. They've been doing this for about a year now. Hundreds of thousands of people download the podcast every week. So it stands to reason, at least in my mind, you do something about your observations of people and their health in Switzerland, yes?
Yes, and the podcast that just came out, Three New Year Resolutions, or the next one I think is coming out, Three New Year Resolutions that will make your 2016 the healthiest year ever. Just three little changes in what you do food-wise that can make 2016 the healthiest year yet.
Download them at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Also there you can find the enzymes, these enzymes, that long-life enzymes that Mary and Jack have produced also have rave reviews, and you can read about that and also order them. I have them. I use them, take four of them every day. The people that I know and love take four of them every day. That, I think, is what you recommend, right, in order to deal with the problems that arise in our bodies. And so enzymes, as you have discovered in your research, Jack, are the key to a long life, having the right enzymes.
Especially the food choices that we make here in America
does
not really signal or trigger inside the body the production of the right kind of enzymes to handle that kind of food load that we give it.
Yeah.
So that's why we produce this product, to make sure your food's properly digested and absorbed.
Well, you say that all of our health comes from the gut. Everything, yes. Our immune system. So if you have a healthy gut, and your gut includes your stomach and your intestines, right? And that's
yes.
what basically
yes.
the gut is?
Yes.
So you've got all the right bacteria in there, and that's what this sort of supports. So again, for your own health and well-being, Jack has done this and done a great job with it, and people are reacting extraordinarily well. There are all kinds of comments about the enzymes at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and you can order them there as well. You know, put in the code Doug, D-O-U-G, for a 10% discount. Thanks to Jack and his relationship here. We'll have to help out the people that are listening so that you all live happily ever after.
Yes.
Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day at 51 past the hour.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Past the hour now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horn doing What's Cooking. Her father does it on the CRN cable channel. He calls it What's Cooking. I don't like What's Cooking. I want What's Cooking. And that's the difference. Otherwise, the same stuff. conversation about food and what is cooking, what has cooked, or are you cooked? I guess we'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Okay, it's a fact. Men die earlier than women, but have you ever wondered why? Here's the biological science of it. Of course, men are more likely to have accidents, but the resting metabolic rate of males is approximately 5% faster than females. In other words, over the course of a lifetime, a male's biochemical engine is running 1/20th faster than a female's engine. What's the chief psychological trick? Well, men wear out earlier. So for men to live as long or longer than women, it's important for men to take time to rest, to relax, and to try to express some emotion. Take a nap, play with your kids, watch a sad movie, love your spouse. Smelling the coffee earlier in life may just buy you time later on. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
The adventure continues on Good Day with a focus on what you eat. I noticed, Jennifer, that the Whole Foods Market paying $500,000 in fines to the city of New York intended to settle allegations that they overcharge customers. Really? Oh, and is this part of doing business?
Yeah, is this breaking news?
They don't change the prices. They just pay the fine and keep charging these ridiculous prices. And people go in there. I buy most of my stuff at Whole Foods. We've been going in there for years and years and years. I don't know that I pay as much attention. I do, frankly, more and more pay attention to the price because I think it's just usury. I find Trader Joe's to be a better option on most things, not produce necessarily, but I think Trader Joe's is a good place to go. Do you know, I see a case at the Superior Court of California, County of Los Angeles, against someone who is selling, alleged to have been selling milk that was supposed to be thrown out. The sell-by dates had been fiddled with.
I don't look at it at the store, but then I get home and I'm like, oh, man, I need to start looking at the store a little more.
Yeah.
You know, I think they do the sell-by dates a little earlier than they need to, so I always check.
Right, so it won't go bad.
One of the things I check, you can always smell stuff. And then for stuff like eggs, you can put it in water, and if the eggs float, they're still good.
Really? I didn't know that. Wow,
yeah.
What a great tip.
If they sink to the bottom, that means the gas is gone and they've turned. So
if eggs float in water when they're cooked.
Put them either, not when they're cooked. You take a raw egg and you take it, keep it in the shell. You just take the egg in the shell and you put it in a glass or a bowl of water. And if it floats, it's still good. If it sinks, you want to get rid of it.
Jeepers, that's really good to know. How about that?
I know. That's why I'm here for you, Dougie.
That is. Nestle, which is the biggest food company on the planet, announcing it will use cage-free eggs, speaking of eggs, and only cage-free eggs by the year 2020. They don't use them now, and many of its brands like Häagen-Dazs and Toll House Cookies and Stouffer's and that. So in 5 years, they will completely change the way it sources their eggs. 20 million dozen of eggs a year. That's
wow.
A lot of eggs. You got to wonder what's going on at some of the fast food places. I think they supply stuff to Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts and places like that. So cage-free eggs, if that's a trend, I can get behind that. What about you, Jen Jen?
Yeah, I'm with that for sure.
All right, what else is cooking?
All right, so there's a story out today about some of the world, the country's oldest food and alcohol providers. Any guesses as to who is on this list?
The oldest Seagram's?
That's a good guess. Baker's Chocolate is the oldest company in America. It was founded back in 1764. And they produce chocolate that is still being used today. You've seen it. You use it in your chocolate chip cookies. Baker's Semi-Sweet Chocolate Morsels, one of the older companies in the country. The Laird & Company, founded in 1780 as a distillery. You have King Arthur's Flour, still being used today from 1790.
Wow.
And then the alcohol, as you mentioned, Jim Beam. Founded in 1795. That's a big one. And this one surprised me. Number five on the list, founded in 1868, Tabasco.
Really?
Isn't that interesting?
Is that a brand name? Is it Tabasco?
Yeah,
is that
Tabasco called? Brand pepper sauce.
You're full of all kinds of great ideas.
I know, right? Who
knew?
The country's oldest food and beverage producers. There
you
have it.
Very good stories. Jennifer Horn, ladies and gentlemen, a round of applause for her. What's cooking on Good Day?
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.